Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Greg is in for chemo this week, who is in Europe.
Good morning.
Let's just pause for 1 second to just yet again be totally envious of chemo.
It's hard to be chemo sometimes.
I know.
Now, let's be honest. He has to do a lot of work to be able to take that vacation.
In the meantime, Greg, last time we checked with you last week, a couple weeks ago now,
yep.
You guys had started dry January.
Oh, yeah.
Want to get an update on how things are going, especially because you are a diehard Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your team advancing to the NFC Championship game this week against the upstart Washington Commanders, but it wasn't easy. It must have been very stressful watching that blizzard game against the Rams.
Yeah.
Did you break?
I stayed strong.
Wow.
Yes.
You didn't have any alcohol. Wow.
Nope. And I was golfing yesterday. Usually that's a trigger for me, if you will.
Sure.
But, I golf with my buddy Scraby from over at the Fan, and he's actually full-time sober.
Okay.
So that makes it a little bit easier.
Did you pick a sober friend for that reason?
No, not for that reason, but it did work out. And I go for him for tips and tricks.
Picture Greg going through his phone. John, no. Tammy knew. Actually, speaking of that, you were also on dry January.
I am in dry January, I had a glass of wine on Saturday night.
Tammy, Arthur Lee, what happened here?
I spent the entire day packing and moving some things. My youngest daughter is moving to a new place, and she's very independent, and she likes things her way, and I get that. I mean, this is her place.
Mm-hmm.
But there was some arguing in between. Why are you arranging coffee table books right now? There's all these other things that we have to get in. And then she'd be like, but I want to go get some organizers. I'm like, you won't know what you need until everything is here.
I just hear a bunch of excuses being made. How about you, Greg?
Listen. And by the way, you shut up. You're not even doing it, John.
Yeah.
That's not accurate.
Oh, he started late.
I started today.
Oh, today.
He started today.
For the rest of January?
I told you guys my reason was I was going to wait a month before my trip to Cabo.
I'm
going on vacation at the end of February.
Mm-hmm.
So as of today, I start dry January, February. Whatever. Think of a better phrase.
A dry 30 days.
30-day detox.
Okay.
So are you tacking a day on to dry January, or are we just going to say it's a little cheat day?
No, I had a cheat day, and I'm not quitting. I'm not going, forget it now.
Open up the floodgates.
Yeah, no.
I mean, really,
you could. I earned that glass of wine, let me tell you. I'm sorry, but I did.
Producer Jessica, are you still strong with dry January?
I am still strong.
Yeah, you see. It's called the backbone. Good for you.
Tammy,
I'm Adam is disappointed.
Oh, I don't. I really don't care. I am not feeling guilty for that. I needed that. It was very well earned.
As we mentioned, Greg is in for the legend that is chemo.
Who is not doing dry January? I saw pictures of he and his wife having beverages and great food.
I think he did like dry 2024, though, from what I could tell. He was off the sauce all year last year.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Is that true?
Yeah.
No wonder he wants a vacation.
Why on earth would anybody want to do that? I mean, good for him.
Good for him. Once again, chemo. Mm-hmm.
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 103.7 KSON.